Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news offering: planned US and UK trade negotiations have the potential to shape the future of data trade by reaching consensus on how to regulate blockchain, writes R3's Elisa DiCaprio. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, the European Investment Bank has discussed the creation of a 25 billion euro guarantee fund to enable the EIB group to scale up its support for companies in all 27 EU member states by up to 200 billion euros in response to the coronavirus crisis. And the European Central Bank, the Eurosystem, and Sveriges Riksbank have sealed a cooperation agreement offering Sweden access to Eurosystem's target instant payment settlement to support the country's instant payment service called Riksinst. Over in the project and export finance world, on our headline news offering, TXF spoke with James Esdale, Managing Director at BPL Global, to discuss the significant exposure private insurers have to short-term trade credit and supply chain finance risk amid the coronavirus crisis. As ECAs re-enter the private market as concerns grow over the sector being under strain, will the pandemic change the dynamic of the CPRI market? And how will the private sector look in the wake of coronavirus? On our essentials news front, Infra via Capital Partners has reached financial close on a deal to finance its 175-megawatt Björkhavnet onshore wind farm in Sweden. And last but by no means least in the commodity finance industry, Norwegian upstream oil and gas company Vår Energi closed a $300 million three-year bilateral RCF with UniCredit on the 24th of March. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, China is moving forward with plans to buy up oil for its emergency reserves after an epic price crash. Australia-headquartered Strandline Resources has signed a $26 million project finance facility agreement with Nedbank for the development of its Fungoni mineral sands project in Tanzania. And Rio Tinto is facing a new setback at its giant copper project in Mongolia, with a large investor demanding a shake-up at the Oyu Tolgoi operation over what it claims is a massive devaluation of the asset. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.